call the meeting to order on August 23rd at 4:30 p.m. and we'll take a roll call. Nick Bauscher.
Tyler DeHolst.
Steve Aller.
Samantha Shu.
Jeff B. Singer.
Amy Campbell.
Stephanie Mathers.
Debbie Dean.
All right. Now entertain a motion to approve the minutes from our June board meeting.
I motion to approve the minutes from the June board meeting.
A second motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Meeting minutes have been approved for June. And now entertain a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the electronic board meeting on August 2nd.
I motion we approve the minutes for the electronic board meeting on August 2nd.
I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. And those have passed as well. I will move on to finance, Jeff.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Just a couple things. First of all, I was not there, but the finance committee talked the other day about making a deposit into the PTIF fund. And I think everyone was given this spreadsheet. So before I bore anyone, is there any questions on that I may or may not be able to answer?
Talk about the interest increase.
Yeah, so the interest increase, when we do it, we will make, by the end of the year, we'll make about $7,500 more in interest. So it definitely is some money that would be made. We're looking at transferring $300,000 over. It still leaves us with well over a month's of expenses in our account. So if we didn't get an allotment at all for some reason, we would still be fine to cover full months of everything we have. So so we're definitely leaving enough in the rainy day fund. So any questions, any issues with doing that? My understanding is the finance committee was all for it.
Yeah.
So
no, nothing about Standard and Poor. We never got a call.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago we did the initial call.
Okay.
We've sent everything, all of our information. The audit has not completed yet, because the audit won't complete until October. So at this time, they are taking the numbers from the last, we found out information we didn't know before. Monty kind of probed how Monty does, and he got like the information that there are, in the days cash on hand, they actually look at a 3-year average. And because they don't have our audited amount for the 18, they're looking at our 15, which was the year that we were essentially lied to. Yes, I want that on record. 16 is the year that we paid them off, mm-hmm. and 17 was really good.
Yeah.
So our average days cash on hand is 68.3, and we need to be between 75 and 150.
Yeah.
But Monty sent them all of our finished documentation from last year, which puts it as about 100 days cash on hand,
mm-hmm.
which should increase us and get us in that window. So it should look good for committee, but we're in kind of an internal debate. I think we're going to stay on a negative outlook, but
for another year.
Mm-hmm. But I think our story is going to hold. It looks good.
Okay.
There's some concern about enrollment because our waiting list has been it's pretty depleted in the upper grades, in the middle school mainly, and so we are we have to hold pretty close to 1085. And we were gonna try to scaffold down, but we're not gonna be able to do it. But right now we're not at 1085. We're gonna come in at like, it was 1075 this morning. She's got 24 kids on call, so we'll see. Most of them are in the other building, and the other building's pretty full. Our ninth grade is small this year. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine, that was great.
But they go to committee this month, September, actually, and then they'll let us know.
Okay. Is that going to be the new type, or the just off this year?
I guess,
year?
Which is horrible.
Yeah.
I was not a part of the S&P call, but being a part of other schools being that yearly review, I think with the trends that we're showing, there's probably going to be a little bit of flexibility, because we're certainly trending the right way, and they can see that. So I think they're happy with some of the changes that were made.
Yeah, very.
So
they just don't have the documentation from the audit.
Yeah.
Because that would really put us over. It'd be fine, but.
So as far as the PTIF fund goes, are we good on that? Is there an action item on the agenda?
There is.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. As far as the budget itself goes, again, I was told everyone got copies. Does anyone need a hard copy? Okay. Year just started, so this is a little bit obviously light. I would say that anything in red that you see really is typically front-loaded costs. So almost everyone is in the red in your 600s and 700s, because you're buying a bunch of supplies and equipment over the summer to begin the year. So there wasn't any real concerns on our end there. The revenues, we got a little bit of good news there. We got about 47,000 more in revenues this year than we were kind of planning on. Now that's at 1085, so there may be an adjustment with enrollment, but the flexible allocation went up a little bit more. We kind of knew that, but it wasn't a for sure thing, so we wanted to wait until we saw it to really add it to the budget. And then the school land trust, we're going to get a little bit more than we did last year as well. So revenues look quite good, expenses look good, and your bottom line at the end of the year projection is fantastic. So again, unless there's any real specific questions, I think everything looks pretty great at this point.
Yes, looks great.
Cool. All right. Laura DeHulse has joined us now. Welcome. Anyone have any questions on finance or the transfer? Looks good. All right. Entertain a motion to transfer $300,000 to the PTIF fund.
I move that we transfer $300,000 to the PTIF fund.
I second the motion.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, motion passes. So we'll move the money. Cool.
Yay.
Very cool.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. Trust lands.
Literacy.
Literacy.
Huh? Literacy
plan. Oh, literacy. Stephanie.
Yeah, you have a copy. It's 2 pages. Of our early literacy plan. This is part of a new initiative from the state. It used to be that our money for K-3 simply came from us making a uniform growth goal via DIBLES, which is a test. Now they have made it so that DIBLES is one factor, but schools also set their own specific goals beyond just the uniform growth goal. We've always done very well. The growth goal was 48%, and so a kid can even start below grade level and end below grade level, but if they've made significant progress, they've made the goal. So we have tended to do well. It's actually schools who have high level readers come in that struggle more because they struggle to make progress. So we've always done very well with our growth goal and moving kids. We've always made progress and we've never been kind of targeted. This is something every single school is doing now, and it just gives a little bit more accountability and ownership. So this summer, Amy, Debbie, our literacy coach, our first grade teacher, Lee Knapp, and some other people all went together to create this plan. And it was already pre-approved by the state, woohoo, since this is the first year that they've done it. They didn't want us to present it to the board, then go to the state and have the state axe it, and then have to go back to the board. So this has already been approved, but I want to share it and ask you guys for your approval. The first page is basically how we divide up our literacy time based on the state's suggestions and also our new comprehensive literacy program, Reading Wonders. Thank you guys very much for that. So this just goes through the various things we teach kiddos and how long, just in terms of minutes, and it gives teachers a really good guideline of how to break up that literacy time. Then on the back of the first page, it describes the assessments that we use. Now that we have this comprehensive literacy program, you see Reading Wonders in there a lot in all of these because it really gives us every single thing we need to address literacy. Three are our intervention systems for kids who are struggling, and we did purchase with Wonders the Wonder Works, which is more for special education students, and the ELL supplement. And then it describes professional learning opportunities that we will use the funds for. So we have all sorts of things, including some of our First Friday time where we're paying TAs to stay and look at data. Wonders training. The teachers already got 8 hours of training in Wonders, and they're going to get 8 more hours during the secondary conferences in September. The elementary teachers will get that training. And then we just had some other things that we're using the money for. Then we have our three goals. We only needed two, but we did write a third because we really wanted to target in on some things. Our first goal is just looking at our overall DIBELS composite, and we want to increase it by 5% per grade level, which was a pretty ambitious goal. We had to look at our three-year moving average and calculate it based on that. Goal number two is kiddos who come in and are well below benchmark. We want to actually make sure we have fewer kids that are at well below benchmark at the end of the year. So if they come in low, they're at least moving to below. And then the last one is specific to a kindergarten skill, phoneme segmentation fluency, that predicts a lot of success in first grade. So we dove into this data at such a deep level that was one specific area that we felt if we could get kids who are leaving kinder to have great proficiency there, it's going to really help us in first grade. We don't have to meet all three goals, but if you set three, then you're putting more targets out there for yourself. So
you do have to hit two.
Yeah, we have to hit two of them. And then there is also the uniform growth goal still in there.
And the uniform growth goal has changed. It's no longer just for third grade. It's for first and second as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's increased from 48% to 60%.
Yep. So it's no longer the third grade teachers who have to bear the burden of SAGE testing for the first time and all of these DIBELS tests. Now it's really spread out throughout the grade levels. And then the last section is just a part that we would fill out. So I'm happy to take any questions on any aspect of this.
That's great.
We have to ask you to vote on it.
Yes, we now would like to ask you to vote to approve it and have it sent to the state for final approval.
All right. I motion we approve the OPA Early Literacy Plan for 2018.
I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. All right. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Nice work. Trust lands additional allotment.
What was that?
Trust lands additional allotment.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the trust lands, every year when you write the plan, I have to turn that in the spring, they ask questions about where you're going to use any additional funds that you get. So I took the council away from you, essentially, and have built the council with OPAPO board. So they actually had their meeting on the Tuesday before school started. That's Nora. And they voted that they would approve that the $7,000 that we got in additional allotment, it's really like $6,998, will go towards the Wonders curriculum, to supplement the Wonders curriculum so that we increase our curriculum budget for some other things. So it was in the plan that I had to do that. They had to vote yes on it, and then you have to approve that they voted yes on it. So that's what you're voting on.
So it's not an action item in here, is it? Oh, yes.
Yes, so.
Okay. Yeah, I approve that we take the recommendation of OPAPO and the community council to approve the additional allotment for the trust lands.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, motion passes. I'll talk about S&P.
Sorry, I asked about that.
Laura did.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't see it on there earlier.
S&P, do you have any questions about it? It's Standard & Poor. It determines our interest rate on our buildings. And it's the lowest in the country, but it's a real pain in the rear. So, but they, I don't know how I feel about it. It's always you have to be like, they ask you if you want to expand it, but if you say you want to expand, they don't like that. Especially if you're in a negative outlook. So you have to just tell them your numbers and keep it all really data-based. And it's really hard. You don't get to tell the story, but they want the story, but you don't really get to tell. It's the weirdest experience I've ever had. Yeah. Monty does a really good job with it, though, so. And he does a good job of reading them and then staying in contact with them. He's like, already talked to him 3 times since we had the briefing, so.
And it's once a year, or what?
Yeah, and it changes every year. Sometimes it's in, like, February, and sometimes it's in March, and last year it was in April, May, I don't know, and this year it's in August. It's whenever they get to us.
Gotcha.
But it determines all your funding. and your strategic plan. Like, what are you going to do? You can't do anything until you're out of the negative. It's just bizarro. So.
But then you found out this year that it was on a 3-year average.
Yeah, that's new information.
Yeah.
And then new information about if you drop below 1,000 students, then that's a flag. So that hurts you. If you have a drop of 20 students or more, that is an indicator, but it's not horrible. But it's so weird. It's the weirdest gig. Every year I learn something new. I think they should send you like a booklet on here's how you are evaluated so that I can then practice for the test.
Sorry, we don't teach the test.
We don't. They should.
Well, I think they purposely make it a moving target.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Like it's part of the game that they play.
But the thing is that they're funding institutions that don't move at the same speed that a market moves at, but they make decisions based on a market influx. And, you know, so I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do that. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's stressful, but it's good.
Hoping for a positive next year.
Yeah. And I've had to have that conversation, and you may get questions about that. I've had that conversation with teachers about their class size, because their classes are big in the elementary. 28 is big. I just read an article last night about that the average in the state is 30 for elementary classrooms. But and kindergarten's small, and they don't like that. They should have the same number. Kindergarten's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So right. I've done the calculation for people. So you might get some questions from a couple. You know who they are when they're coming at you.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Are we good with this? All right. So I was just going to do a recap of the board retreat and talk about a couple things that we've worked on. I know you posted the new board member. So we talked about that a little bit. But if you want to? I mean, you posted the poster.
Yeah, so I just updated it, and Amy or Debbie, someone over here posted it. But I updated it with the new information, the date, everything, sent it back, and it was posted. And then we have two people already that we're going to interview. So I just need to know the time and the date. I just want to verify the time and date of the interview, and then I get back to them, and then we'll post it on social media to get a few more. I think our goal is maybe to try and get like 6 interviews and then narrow it down to 2 or 3 people. So
can we just do it the next board meeting?
Yeah. So Stephanie, the one who here is a community person.
No kids.
No
here.
Kids. So that means we could actually do 3 people. If we got another good applicant, we would add a community member and then 2 board members.
Okay.
That's good. I think it would be ideal. So we can find one more in the next month. So
we'll close it on the 15th.
So close on the 14th of September. And then
interview the 20th.
So just do we want to start earlier, or do we want to just start the board meeting later?
I would say we start earlier.
It's easier.
Can we do 3:30?
Well, it could be kind of hard for people getting off work, though, for an interview. That would that we've run into that before.
Yeah, they
so
can't get off
So even if we start
work.
Our board meeting earlier and then they can come.
So we try to do half an hour?
They can fit it in there. Yeah.
Yeah, so if they can't, so for example, if Josue has a,
his kid's here, he picks up every day. Here.
Yeah, so he could probably do 3:30. And then I think Stephanie has the flexibility to come with her job. But
just ask him.
Yeah. So let's shoot for 3:30, and then we'll send out it.
Yeah.
So because we have automatic openings, and there's not, unless we get a bunch of other interviews, it could be a formality.
Yep.
So if we, let's just say if we only have 2-3 people and they're 10 minutes each, we might finish before. But I guess that would give us 15-20 minute break.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Cool. All right. Sound like plan.
So interviews will be September 20th at 3:30.
And you'll kind of manage the resumes, if you will.
I'll manage the resumes. I'll print off questions, give everybody questions, give everybody a copy of the resume. We'll make an interview packet.
Great. One thing that we did is we posted the RFP to the state website and the OPA website, and we got 0 proposals.
For marketing
plan. So. I will send it to everyone if anyone knows any local marketing people or groups, just send it over to them so that we can at least get something. And then hopefully by the next
Amy Edwards.
It's been a long time.
She's in the governor's office now.
Yeah.
I was reading there was this one person in a magazine article just a few days ago.
Yeah. I don't know if she has time. I will ask her though.
Down there, so we talk every time she's in the governor's office.
What's How much are you looking to spend on it?
We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's open
it's
right
kind
now.
Of a proposal.
We would like some proposals to see how much it's going to be, and then we'll probably do some interviews, and then we will move forward and kind of piecemeal it. So.
Okay. Because there's probably not a lot of marketing firms that pay attention to PsyQuest. Is that where you posted it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. That might be one of those.
All right. So I'll send that out to everyone, and then you guys can forward it to whoever. And I don't know if we want to post that on social media, but I'll give it to Kim and we'll give it to Riley. And
is there someone that your other schools have used?
Not that I can think of, but I can ask her in the office tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'll try to just ask. I think I could find someone. So.
You know, you have a contact, an undercover contact, through Rifle Marketing. Do you have one of those?
All right, cool. So I'll send that out tonight or tomorrow. We forgot to add a item to elect a secretary. Do we have to wait till next?
Yes, we
do. It's fine. I mean, it doesn't.
Vote.
It's kind of a default.
Oh, me? Oh.
Yeah. Or we could elect the new board member right away. Congratulations. But okay, so we'll do that. So we'll do that next.
You're in.
And then
better than getting a piece of paper with your name on it.
So the new schedule for pre-board, Tyler's good with it. So we'll basically do pre-board a week before our meeting every on Thursday at 4, and then we'll continue doing finance at 11 on Tuesdays. So, and then I think you said it fell on a spring break one time. We'll just
UEA.
UEA.
Okay, yeah. So we'll.
So you're talking about the October?
Yep.
I think we've discussed my notes I put that we changed the 25th.
But what he's talking about is the pre-board meeting is the week before, and that'll fall on the 18th.
So we'll have to figure out that one. And we can discuss that probably September at the pre-board. Sound good?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, and then so lastly, the board goals, and then also committee goals. So this is I just printed this off out of the PowerPoint that we went through. I don't know if you guys want to have one extra copy, but so just to go through them real quick. So new board members, I think we're doing well with that. We're looking to interview in September and then have them have their first meeting in October, which we're on schedule for that, which is good. Training for new board members.
Got the stuff. We just need to print out, assemble it.
Okay.
And then Sam and I will pick a time, train the people.
Okay, cool. Great. And then the oversight, I think you guys are shooting for December on that. We won't even talk about that. And then the sponsorship packets, I'll be getting that together for September. And hopefully we get a marketing plan, and then we can get some more backlog in the junior high. New committee chair is just a reminder, and then committee plans and goals. I originally had like September 1st in there, but that was like a Saturday or something. So if you guys can email me your goals by the 7th, and like Stephanie was saying, 3 goals, so you can type in an email, you can use the form on the back page, but I just want to get something down for the committees. And then we will be doing committee reports next meeting. So if you guys can send me your goals, I'll look at them. We'll have you kind of present the goals at the next meeting, and then if you can get the committees together before the next meeting so that you can report on something. And if you need help with who you want in the committees, just go to Amy and ask her who would be good if you don't have people. So does that sound good? Cool. I think that's everything I have. for the recap. Anyone got anything? Good. All right. CEO report? We're on the west side.
So as you can see, the summer facilities, you've probably seen the cement up front. That was placed, and it's been great so far.
That was Spencer's favorite thing about the first day of school.
Was it?
Yeah, he was like, they cemented in the grass. And I was like, that was your favorite thing?
I asked him about it, too. I asked him, so the cement, and he's like, it's cool. Right, Spencer.
It's like that.
The corner?
Yeah, the corner where kids used to always walk across.
It's a giant mud. It's a mud bath. It's like where kids ran to track in mud.
Yeah.
It's like the cleaning
crew. I asked her if she posted it somewhere. I'm not sure where she posted it. But I can send it to you.
Yeah, I'll
email it.
We should send that more.
Okay, cool.
Very nice. I just heard that. Okay, so there's another window shot out as we return to school on the back side. I'm pretty sick of those people back there that live back there, all of them.
Kevlar.
And it's a bullet hole, so that's getting fixed. And then we've had some like classroom moves around the building just because of the distribution. We had teachers move to second grade who are third grade teachers, so as you'll walk the building tonight, I know you're all going over there and here, you'll see that there are some different classrooms. Gotta make sure you see Nancy's room in this building. It's awesome. All right, and then those are the new hires. We had a fifth grade teacher whose husband got cherry picked the day before school started, before the teachers came back.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday before. And we have a new teacher in that position that showed on the Monday, towards the 13th. So she was moving here anyway. Her husband was actually here looking for an apartment. And that's in the fifth grade math and science. And she early retired from California and joined us. Christina McKay is returning. I remember some of your kids may have had her. She was in the third grade and her baby is going to kindergarten, so she is returning to school. And then over here, our music teacher came the first day to new teacher training. And she
She came like the last day of back to school week, and she was starting on Monday.
No, the new one. We had one, and she came to the new teacher, and she was only teaching 2 hours, and a school called her and offered her a full-time position with benefits. So I went home and got a voicemail that was like, I'm quitting. And I never did ever see her again. She never did make contact with me and try to call her. She left her a voicemail. I'm quitting. Thank you. Bye. It's a very interesting dynamic. So that one's been replaced. And then academic activities, data means we met with every single team because in the initial dip for the early literacy and in the SAGE testing, I went into every single CTT last week and we sat down and set some really heavy goals and they're in a reporting system because they really need to make some move because our data is not great. You'll see it in September. Events, back to school night tonight. Soccer has started, cross country has started, and young runners will start shortly. So, it's really short.
First week of school.
And volleyball.
It's been 3 days.
Oh, volleyball did start, yeah. It's been 3 days, I know. So.
How could you forget volleyball?
I know, right? Started, but it's girls right now or boys right now? Because they split.
Girls volleyball, boys soccer. It used to be co-ed soccer.
And then they're moving the other one to the spring, so. Because it's not co-ed anymore, so that's cool.
Cool.
Any questions for me? You're good? All right.
No.
I got a comment. A lot of the welcome back and the teacher emails and the teachers contacting the parents, we got an email from one of the teachers, really I don't need to mention on record, but the email, it was like, hey, here's my classroom on Aspire. This is the login information. Please keep it confidential. But then the email was sent with every single parent in the whole classroom in the main email heading.
Okay.
I just thought it was ironic. I'm like, we're supposed to keep that confidential, but, you know. And so, but then we did get another teacher that it was blind copied. So okay. Just maybe
so
a reminder.
You're going to have to tell me afterwards.
Yeah.
So that I can make
this is Grace's teacher. Okay. Send it with everybody's on there.
Okay.
And it was, I just thought maybe we could mention that, maybe remind
everybody.
Did you
get Blooms too? Because I know that one's on Blooms as well. Okay. Because they were encouraged to use, so we've moved our website over to a new domain, and it's got an internal dashboard, so all of the calendar and the events and all the blogs are in a different blog location. So you can literally go to ogdenprep.org and locate every teacher's blog, including mine. And then it sends weekly emails to all the people on the list, on whatever list you choose for you, and it sends to them. So the server that we were on, the domain that we were on, was not working. It was crashing, it was really slow. So it literally migrated this morning to a new domain. So it's been faster today. So hopefully that'll be good. But that's not a privacy issue, that's a just a movement. So all the function, thanks. So,
and then as of like, two people came to me. One was his wife, one was my wife, and pointed out that the calendar didn't reflect the early out Fridays or something.
What's there?
And so I don't know as of this last week, but that was last week. Both of them told me. You get the calendar.
Every single Friday has got a color, and it tells you if it's minimum day or if it's school spirit day.
I thought I saw that in the calendar.
It wasn't updated for quite a while, but it is.
Maybe
it
is now or something.
Is there a way, so you know how the activities and the sports, it's a Google Calendar, so you can just push a button and it uploads it to your phone?
Should.
Can we do, so that works, but if we can do that for a school calendar,
I will ask.
That would be helpful.
I personally wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, so all the Fridays on the calendar right now are color coordinated.
It was last week.
It's all good. Cool. Good. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I will motion to adjourn this meeting.
I second the motion.
All right. Meeting adjourned. We're going to vote, right?
I think you're technically. We should look up rules, Roberts, because closing the meeting always feels like, do we really take a roll call? Vote to close?
Yeah.
Well, I know you do have to motion it, and it has to be first and second. But
on the bottom of the calendar, the blue box,